For those of you who want to be really good riders and to have the confidence that comes from being a really good rider, I cannot stress enough the importance of practicing this lesson. What I'm suggesting that you do is decide to have soapy bones all day, every day, no matter what you're doing, whether you're walking, sitting, or working, or driving a car, so that when you're on a horse, that way of being is already automatic. Soapy bones is Peggy Cummings' name for when a rider's skeleton has all the joints softly available for movement. And even if it wasn't such a huge key to being a brilliant rider, it is such a healthy thing to do for your skeleton anyway. With just a little bit of practice, that is so worth it. You can get soapy bones by listening inside yourself and scanning your body from head to toes, imagining that every joint can move freely and easily. Check every joint from your jaw, the atlas bone that holds up your skull, all the way down your spine, all the possible flexion angles of your pelvis, down your legs, your knees, your ankles, and even each toe joint. And then come back up to the shoulders and work your way down your arms to your fingers. And you don't actually move the joints, you just imagine that you can. And when I said this is a healthy thing to do for your skeleton, that was one of my dry Aussie understatements. For those who have damaged their bodies in falls and accidents, or even the tightnesses that come from old emotional upsets, whatever the cause, these stuck spots will gradually change and you will get more and more flexibility in your spine and in the rest of your skeleton that will wow you as to how good it feels. Your first few scans will probably be deliberately detailed and take a minute or two, but after you've practiced this a few times, you can use your inner awareness of your body, you can use your listening inside yourself to just go for the feel of the soapy bones rather than doing the whole scan. And from there, it's just a step to living with your skeleton in this happy place. And when you live with your skeleton in this happy place, it's going to be automatic to have it when you're on your horse. It'll be second nature and it will be easy. So right now, right now, sitting at the computer, listen inside yourself. Go into that place of inner awareness by noticing your breathing or noticing your heartbeat or noticing the energy move through your body, whichever or whatever works best for you. And just do a quick scan of your body and notice how you feel right now. Just quick. Now, starting at your jaw, imagine that your jaw hinge could flex in all different directions softly and easily. And notice how that feels. Now the atlas bone, the spinal bone that your head rests on. Just imagine that that could move up and down and swivel from side to side, moving through all the planes and angles that are available to it. Now work your way down your spine, checking each spinal bone, imagining that each of them can flex through their full range of movement. You're not moving your bones, you're just imagining that they can, and in that way you're making them available for movement. And as you work your way down your spine, keep listening inside yourself doing that. Feel the flush of energy. Notice all the tiny sensations that are the movement of energy around your body. Feels good, hey? And when you finish working your way down your spine, check through your pelvis, all the different angles of possible movement in your pelvis. This is a big one for lots of women particularly. And now down your legs and knees and ankles and toes. Keep listening inside yourself doing that. And when you've worked your way through your toes, come back up your body to your shoulders and work your way down your arms to every joint in your fingers too. Talking about your fingers, put your fingers gently on the edge of your desk in front of you. And imagine that all the joints in your fingers could move. Listening inside yourself. Wow, can you feel the energy of that? Now hold your hands as if you are holding reins, with your elbows just gently against the side of your body, just hanging down and gently there. And just imagine that every joint in your hands and arms and shoulders could move smoothly and easily. Work your way from your fingers, up your arms and into your shoulders. Can you imagine how much this is going to change your riding? Yes, well, it's going to. You can ride, and you can ride well using your stomach muscles for strength. And most people do. But when your skeleton is in alignment on a horse and all your joints are available for movement, then the stability in your riding position is effortless. And your horse absolutely loves it. So go have some fun practicing this every day, all day, everywhere you go, just noticing that all the bones in your body are available for movement.